USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes...
Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Nancy Pelosi will seek another term as Speaker of the House. Pelosi wrote her Democratic colleagues and says she is running with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic caucus, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. Many House Democrats are not happy about losing seats in this week's election. One NFL team's pockets are a little lighter after violating COVID protocols. Dan Araki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Oregon became the first state in the country to decriminalize possession of hard drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and meth, in small quantities. This brings the state's drug laws in step with the world's most lenient countries, including the Netherlands, Switzerland, Portugal, and Czech Republic. Possession will now be treated like a speeding ticket in Oregon, with violators paying a $100 fine and attending a free addiction program. Kevin Sabet is president of Smart Approaches for Marijuana. As far as what this means, he tells Fox News...
It's a great day if you're a drug dealer, and it's a great day if you want to legalize heroin, because that will be the next step. They started with marijuana, now they're doing this, then they're going to legalize all drugs. This basically takes all the teeth out of getting people treatment. This measure doesn't create one treatment bed, even though it was touted as treatment over incarceration. So I think a lot of people thought they were voting for treatment, and I don't want to be putting people in prison and clogging jails, but this doesn't even expunge your record if you want a second chance. It's really a dream for those who are drug dealers and those who want to basically use with impunity, and I think that's just a bad move.
SpaceX can celebrate another successful launch. The company's sending a Falcon X rocket into space from Cape Canaveral yesterday. The rocket carried a Space Force GPS satellite. It was SpaceX's 20th launch this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.